It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Good morning to you, Martin.
Morning, Kalani.
Thank you very much for coming through again this morning. Well, the government's latest approach to mine safety is evoking a howl of industry protest.
Yes, and nobody's against stopping mines when there are serious incidents, when there are fatalities. But what they are objecting to is that mines are being stopped for several days now, losing the country billions of rands for minor infringements. You know, and they speak about a rail sleeper that's substandard, resulting in mines closing for 5 days instead of just replacing the sleeper. So I've noticed that, the former governor of the Reserve Bank, Tito Mboweni, who's been in mining now for some time as the chairman of Anglo Gold Ashanti, at the presentations, he's never uttered a word. You know, I've never heard him come forward. But yesterday, after his CEO was really peppered by a lot of analysts saying, you know, your production is flat. What is the outlook? What are these stoppages doing? He stood up in an unscheduled verbal intervention and urged the government to stop using a sledgehammer, you know, on the industry. And he got the feeling that, this industry is being regulated to death. And if you look at the non-fatal ounces that we've lost, in other words, ounces that we would have produced, that we would have sold worth billions of rands that were not sold, it is like just in the case of MPLATS, Anglo-American Platinum, that's about 109,000 ounces of platinum not linked to any death or not linked to any serious situation in the mines. In other words, minor infringements are causing these closures and causing South Africa to lose hand over fist when it comes to production and the sales of their metals and minerals.
Gee, interesting. South Africa's Anglo Gold now has given the green light to big new gold projects worth more than 6 billion rand.
Yeah, 6 billion rand. And this is good news because we haven't had an incentive to invest in mines, according to the industry at the moment. You know, a lot of the hard rock miners are saying, particularly in platinum, there's no real incentive to invest. So it was good to see within the gold space where, you know, Anglo Gold made record 1.3 billion rand profit in the last year, that their board took a decision this week to actually plow 6 billion rand into their cornerstone operations in the Free State and in the Gauteng Northwest area. So, you know, we're seeing the Moab Kotseng Zai plots in the Free State. That's getting an injection of nearly, 3 billion rand. And then the Mponeng mine, which is on the West Wits, you know, getting more than 3 billion rand. And that is over a 5-year period. And it's looking to extend these cornerstone mines for another 30 years, which is very important in South Africa. And although they will be built conventionally, in other words, they're not introducing any new technology yet, provision is being made for this great new dream that Anglo Gold has to be able to mine at depths never before ventured using new technology that is safe, that takes people away from the vulnerable areas totally and goes for a non-blasting technique that Mother Nature doesn't even know you're removing this gold from the area. So that is going to take place in parallel, that they get the technology ready while they start preparing the longevity for another 30 years of these mines.
And also Sasol now, which is best known for converting coal into petrol, they are now pursuing power from a far different source, the sun.
Exactly, yes. Sasol has let it be known that they've gone into a partnership with Americans and French to develop what they call a power tower. And the design is being undertaken now, and there should be some sort of finality on it in the third quarter of this year. So they've roped in BrightSource Energy of the US, which is building a very big solar power project in the Californian desert, and also the French Alstom, which is a cross shareholding with BrightSource, to investigate the feasibility of putting up, you know, what they call a concentrated solar power project. And that is, again, the use of mirrors and as they call them, heliostats, to direct the rays of the sun to a concentrated point. And thereafter, and that's why the French Alstom is involved, you go back to conventional way of producing electricity because you use that heat that's directed to a boiler to raise steam, just like you do in the normal power station, and then to turn the turbines to generate the electricity. So in actual fact, if you look at the situation, if they get very well versed with this concentrated solar power, they could apply it at our normal power stations. You know, why not have, in addition to your coal-fired steam raising, also solar-powered steam raising to add that new dimension. And so we're mixing the old technologies with the new technologies, and you can see them coming together now, Sasol preparing to do this. And also when we look around at these urban areas and we see a lot of mine dumps and slimes dams, we know that even though they reprocess those and they take the gold out of it and everything they can, there's still going to be that material that has to be dumped.
Yeah.
Now, these are normally dumped in the new slimes dam type structure, which is 30 meters high and flat on top. Those could be perhaps sites for new big solar power projects where you could have concentrated solar power, perhaps on an old slimes dam or mine dump, as we call them. And that could be combining the old with the new again, you know, making use of the old sites for a new technology, and they're calling it concentrated solar power.
Wow, this is always a very fascinating space. Thank you very much. Then Martin Krimer is publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back at the coalface at the same time next Friday. Martin, thanks.
Great pleasure, Kalani.
Thank you very much.